Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Paul and Sarah Johnson and their family are back on furlough right now from Japan, and they spent a good number of years over there. And when our missionaries are on furlough, they come by here if they're in the area around BIMI. They come by and meet with us, and we call it a PCM or personnel committee meeting, but they just sit down and tell us what God has been doing in their last term on the mission field, and we pray for them, and if the kids are there, we give them a little money to get some ice cream. Anyway, we love our missionaries, and we love hearing from them. So this story that I'm going to share from Brother Johnson, I just heard personally in recent days, but he starts his letter by saying this: "It's almost finished. After 3 years of planning, meetings, paperwork, and construction, I'm happy to report that our new church auditorium is finished. Construction started in mid-March and was completed in just under 4 months. We held our opening service on July the 12th, and the following day, our family boarded a plane, traveled back to America for furlough. We're so thankful that God allowed the building to be completed before our departure. Although we encountered the normal issues and challenges that come with a construction project, we're thankful that each one was resolved and the building was completed in such a timely manner." Can I just break in here and add, for that to happen in Japan is amazing. There are very few churches to start with, and most of them do not own a building. And if they do, it usually doesn't look like a church building. Anyway, back to Brother Johnson's news. "Several people have told us that it's the most beautiful church building in Aomori, and we agree. We're overwhelmed with gratitude to God for the way He provided and led throughout this building program." By the way, Aomori is the city they work in Japan. It's up on the northern end of the island of Honshu. That's the same island that where you find Tokyo, way to the south. But God's blessing them there. Now, Brother Johnson says, "We still need to install the air conditioning units and the boiler, but that work must wait until after the final inspection that takes place in August. Please pray that the building would pass that inspection without any problems so we can complete these projects." Now, although construction has been our main focus for the past few months, we've continued our outreach efforts as well. Near the end of June, we held our annual church barbecue. We invited all the carpenters and construction workers, along with many friends and contacts, and we were thankful to have more than 40 people attend. And again, I have to add, in Japan, that's great because most people don't want to be around the Christians there, but 40 people attended. Pastor Masuda from Grace Kobe Baptist Church was our guest speaker and gave a very clear presentation of the gospel. And after the barbecue, we invited everyone into the new auditorium for a first look and held a short service to honor the workers. And during the service, Pastor Masuda once again shared the gospel with everyone present. "Please pray that the seeds of the gospel planted that day will take root and grow in the hearts of all those who heard." Now, following the barbecue, Pastor Masuda and I had the opportunity to speak with a lady who had been faithful attending the church for the past 6 months, but who had not yet made a profession of faith. And she has many questions and is thinking deeply about the gospel, but she's not ready yet to place her faith in Christ. Would you please pray for this dear lady and ask the Holy Spirit to continue working in her heart? Now, I've already mentioned the Johnsons are on furlough and will be here until December 1. Pray for them as they travel and as they report back to their supporting churches and as they get ready to go back to Japan.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.